Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? The show starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, hello, hello on this winning Wednesday. How you doing? I'm your guest host, Sean Alexander Hamilton, also better known as author, speaker, spark interester, and motivational speaker. I will be filling in for our host with the most, Bethany. So I want to give a good shout out and a loud shout out to our host of this Winning Wednesday podcast on Culture Shock Media Entertainment Network. And thank you, Bethany. I'm hoping you're enjoying your time off with your birthday and all. So let's give a shout out to Bethany. Again, thank you very much for having me on the show as guest host. As always, I'm here to fill you with insights, inspiration, encouragement, and just to have a winning attitude when it comes to your winning Wednesdays or your Wednesdays in general. Whether it doesn't really have to be necessarily a Wednesday, it could be a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It doesn't really matter what, as long as we are staying on focused with encouragement, with fire in our eyes, with our hearts beating strong, and we're willing to sit there and face the day with new thought processes and better ones to keep us focused, keep us moving, and keep us going. So that's what we like to do here on the Culture Shock Media Network. Yes, we do talk about other things with, per se, as stuff that's going on with the economy, stuff that's going on with the health crisis, but we like to stay positive in our approach and the way we talk about things. And I know sometimes it might seem that we're dumbing things down, but no, we are not. We are giving you a better perspective on how to combat these negative outcomes that we are going through in today's modern world, whether it be with financially struggles, whether it be with depression, self-doubts, self-destruction, you know. So we don't want to go into those realms of our talks. When I'm on these podcasts, I will do my best to give you the best insights that I have and the best know-how that I can possibly share with the listeners, for whoever's listening and for whoever's paying attention, whoever wants to make significant change in their life to better themselves, to better the people that are around them, to better their loved ones, and to better leave a legacy of impact that will only shape the way the future is going to hold. Because unfortunately, we have to live within the present moment in order to shape our future. If we don't live in the present moment, then it's going to be difficult for us to sit there and face the day, because if we're living with past regrets or past incidents, then we are not moving forward. The past is holding us back. So that's something that we do not want to hold on to. We do not want to sit there and let our minds wander back into the past. Now, it's okay to go through the past as far as your memory bank goes to say, okay, well, that was a mistake I did back then. I'm not going to do it today. So real quick, let me give you guys the number. If you guys don't have it already, the number to call in to be, if you want to leave a comment or if you want to add to what I'm talking about, then by all means, go ahead. Feel free. Please do that. The number to call in is 646-787-1578. And after you call that number of 646-787-1578, don't forget to press the number one to be either leave it a comment or either chime in the conversation, because I am always looking for other outlets of wisdom. Maybe there's something that I don't know that you could possibly share within your story that will help me further the podcast, that will help me reach someone on a deeper level than I possibly could even dream of or think of. So I encourage anyone to chime in, leave a comment. It doesn't matter. It could be something that's, you know, off subject. That's fine. I will chime in with whatever you guys are going through, because I am here for you and we are all here for each other, especially on this Winning Wednesday. So, as I said, yes, I am a published author. I have currently written 3 books. One is called Defeating Financial Anger. The other one is Understanding and Mending Broken Paths, like pathways. And the other one's called Don't Chase Your Dreams, Catch Them. Now, I'm currently in the process of completing a 4th book, and I'm working on a couple other ones as we speak of right now. So I'm very excited about those. So that's what's pretty much going on in my life. I'm also a single father. So it's pretty cool being able to leave that legacy behind for my kids. And that's one of the main reasons I write, to be able to instill my knowledge and not leave it and have it go to the grave with me. Because I don't want to take any significant impact that I can leave on this world and take it to the grave, because that's not going to do anything. It's just going to be, you know, nothingness. So we don't want to do that. So I encourage any of you guys, if you have any ideas, whether it's lyrics to a new song, whether it's a poem, whether it's an invention, whether it's a cure-all for some certain disease out there, I strongly encourage that you start writing out your process and you start going off and going after to go off. And like I said, catch that dream. Get off the chase and catch it. So, so important for all of us to do that. Sometimes we get wrapped up with daily life activities that we tend to forget that, okay, we do have this burning desire and we have it within us, and it will stay with us for as long as we are breathing and we are still alive. So if we are still breathing and we are still alive, then we have a chance to catch that initial dream, the dream that has been implanted by you, whether it's from God, whether it's from a significant other, or just a spark of interest, something that interests you in the heat of the moment, then by all means, it's your duty, it's your life purpose to go off and catch that dream. So, so important to sit there and catch that dream. And I will impart my wisdom of catching dreams in the process of reading a little bit out of my book that I wrote of Don't Chase Your Dreams, Catch Them. I will leave you with positive quotes that have impacted my life to further my story when it comes to me catching certain dreams in my life. Like, one of my dreams, I'll put it this way, I'll give you a quick synapse of my story on how I became an author. Now, this is how I became an author. I wrote a letter back in high school to some girl. I wrote this letter back in high school to some girl that I wanted to date, and it was a 3-page letter, right? So I had my friend kind of critique it for me and go, "Hey, can you do me a favor? Can you read this letter for me? I wrote this girl. I want you to read it." And after he got done reading it, he said, "Because my initial thing that I wanted to do, I wanted to become an actor and a model. You know, I was very big in the whole, you know, I was in drama, and I was like, okay, yeah, I'm going to be an actor. I'm going to go out to California because I'm originally from Florida. Originally from the East Coast. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go out to California, and I'm going to make it big. I'm going to be an actor and a model, yada, yada." So he read that letter to me. I mean, he read that letter, and after he read that letter, he came up to me and said, "You know what? Forget becoming an actor. Forget becoming a model. Become an author, because holy, you know what? Damn, you know how to write, right?" So, and then he proceeds to tell me, he goes, "Hey, I got this girl I like." I go, "Listen, I'm not going to write your love letter for you." But in that initial spark of interest that he kind of gave me that I didn't know back when, it's when I still didn't realize until probably 12 years later, possibly even 14 years later. It was quite a while before I actually went back into my memory bank and said, "Okay, what am I going to do now?" I'm like, "Okay, well, yeah, I do love to write, you know." And I even told them back then, I'm like, "You know what? I'm never going to become an author. That's never going to happen." Well, never say never, because we never know what's going to happen, what the world holds for us, and what our future is entailing. So, you have to be very specific and very intently listening to that spark of interest, wherever it's coming from. Whether you're watching a movie, listening to some music or some lyrics or some instrumentals, or listening to a poem, or you never know what spark of interest is going to help you with the initial outcome of what your passion is going to be or what your dream is going to be about. So when something just clicks, because you're going to know when that spark of interest kind of flows and kind of goes in, and it's that spark of interest that constantly stays there. It stays in your heart because it's something that you're passionate about and something you don't even care about doing because you love doing it. So when that passion and that spark of interest happens, I strongly suggest you go off and you write it down, put it out there in the ether of the world and say, or in ether of the universe, should I say, and say, "This is me. This is who I am. This is what's going to happen, and I'm going to make it happen." Why? Because I'm the only one that can. There's no one out there that's going to be able to do it for you but you. So so that's kind of my story and how I became an author. And I actually realized that that's my spark of interest. I love writing. I love encouraging people through the language of writing, because I'm an avid reader of content, reader of books. So when I look at certain content, I'm like, okay, I get inspired. I get motivated and encouraged and driven because of those things. And I told myself when I picked up my first few books on motivational speaking and stuff like that, some of the greats that come rolling off my tongue is Les Brown. Les Brown is one of the greats. Tony Robbins is another one. John C. Maxwell, Napoleon Hill, Norman Vincent Beale. I mean, I could probably go on forever. There's so many good writers and good content creators out there, and people that just want to be there to be you know, be that inspiration. So I told myself, I said, you know what, I'm going to do that. I'm going to be that inspiration to someone because that's what's in my heart and that's what I want to do. I want to be that encouragement for someone else. Now, with that being said, yes, I have I've written three books. Yes, I'm on my fourth one right now. But does that mean don't need encouragement? No. Strongly still need encouragement. And the encouragement can come from anywhere. It doesn't have to be someone that we deem in society as being successful because they have the lifestyle, they have the money, they have the fame, they have the cars, they have the A-list lifestyle, right? It doesn't have to be someone that, because we all have what I like to call unsung heroes. And these unsung heroes are the ones behind the scenes. These unsung heroes are the ones pushing you along saying, hey, go out there and get it. But don't mention me because I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy, not that girl. I can't get in front of the screen. That's just not me. I thought they'd stay in the back, be one of the grips or be the electrician or be someone that kind of helps you make it happen, right? So when we say and when we think about people that are self-made, like, for instance, self-made millionaires, let me tell you something. There are no self-made millionaires, no self-made billionaires. And, yes, I know I probably should mention this on the Monday show because the Monday show is it's not Winning Wednesdays. The Monday is Motivating Making Money Mondays. So since I didn't really cover this a little bit, I'm going to cover it right now during Winning Wednesdays show. So when it comes to that concept of he's a self-made millionaire, she's a self-made millionaire, no one's a self-made nothing. We all have unsung heroes that help further us along, whether it be our parents, whether it be our grandparents, our friends, our significant others, our children, people that are just behind the scenes, just waiting for great things to happen and wanting those great things to happen for us. Even our naysayers are pretty much our unsung heroes. I know that's kind of crazy to think that a naysayer could be our unsung hero. But you know what? You know what those naysayers do? When they say, oh, you can't do this, you're not going to be famous, you're not going to be rich, you're not going to be of any importance at all. You know what they do? They encourage us and they fuel the fire. They fuel the fire so the fire can go up in flames. And once the flames go out, what happens? Once the flames go up, there's embers all across. And it could be a trickle effect of things catching on fire. And what I mean by that is, in the concept of that thought process or that winning attitude, is we want to be that trickle effect or that ember that, you know, once someone fuels our fire and then the flames rush out and the embers take off, the embers usually create like a brush fire. So what we want to do, we want to be this damn brush fire for other people and especially the naysayers, because the naysayers are like, oh, wow, they did it. Damn, I was getting all this slack, and I was telling them, oh, they wouldn't be able to make it. Damn, they showed me. They showed me maybe I can do it, you know, because I was only, you know, injecting that because I was so afraid of my own fears of me completing that mission statement or my own goal of becoming someone that was very motivating, very inspiring and uplifting, but I was too afraid. So we can leave that ember to that naysayer, and then they can possibly say, oh, well, if they're going to do it, I'm going to do it. I didn't think it was possible. That's why I was always giving them the negative feedback. But damn, they showed me. They showed me a way or a pathway to lead in the right direction, whether it be left, right, you know, north, south, east, west, however it may be. They showed you the significant way. And the way was they weren't going to let anything get in their way. They weren't going to let any mountains come through them. They were just going to go through the mountains. You know, they were going to stream down the damn river no matter what. They were going to have the oceans and waves come on over them, and they were just going to go through the waves, out the other side, onto the land, and then bam, here I am, here I am, I am me. Why? Because here I am. No one's going to stop me. No one's going to break me. Yes, will I trip by all means? I might trip and fall, but you know what? I'm going to roll back over. I'm going to get right back up. I'm going to keep going forward no matter what. So with that concept, remember, it's all about being the ember. You want those naysayers in your life because they help you along as well. Just as the people, they help you more than the people that are pushing you and encouraging you. Why? Because for some reason there's a satisfaction that, you know, just irks you, and you're like, you know what, I'm going to prove that to them that I can do it. Nothing's going to stop me because there's nothing. That is my goal. My goal is to prove them wrong. To prove them wrong because I know I have talents. I know I'm a hard worker. I know I'm going to make it. I can feel it. It's never left me. And I urge for it. I crave it. You know, so remember, be the ember to those flames when the flames come rushing out. You know? There's a little food for thought. Remember, everything begins with a thought. Without the thought process of anything happening, nothing is going to move. And on this Winning Wednesday, that's something I want to drive into your cranium, into your brain, into your mind, into the concept of thought process. Your thought process is the first initial thing for anything to start moving along. Without a thought, nothing would initially happen, right? So we need that thought process or the energy of that thought process to move us to the next step of what's action. Action. Okay, well, when I talk about action, this law of action is extremely one of the most important things to anything to getting your goals, your dreams, your visions, to evolving into something more special than you ever thought possible, right? I'm going to read a quote out of my book, and this quote is by Anissa Nin. This quote reads this: dreams pass into the reality of action. From the action stems the dream again, and this interdependence produces the highest form of living. Let me read that to you again. This quote reads, dreams pass into the reality of action. From the actions stems the dream again, and this interdependence produces the highest form of living. So, when we talk about living our life, we have to live through action, because there's nothing more rewarding than when you were living with action, making things happen through the action steps that we take. So remember, when we're doing this and we're giving these attitudes and these concepts and these ideas, and when we pass along them, don't think of them as just ideas, because an idea is only an idea. That's all it is. It's a thought. Now, in order to move that idea, or in order to transmute that idea into transformation, we have to move the idea, to move the concept. We have to move the placement of our own significant selves from to get to point A to point B. It's like if you get into a car. If you don't put the keys in the ignition, you don't turn the keys and the engine starts rumming or rolling along, right? And then you don't put the car into gear for it to either move in reverse or move forward. The car doesn't move. So if the car doesn't move, you don't get from point A to point B. And if you don't get to point A, or if you don't get to, if you don't get from point A to point B, your B is your goal. Your B is your destination. Your B is your will to sit there and drive to that area to create a significant accomplishment. In this accomplishment that you want to create, I say be driven to drive. Be driven so much that you are willing to drive no matter what, whether it's driving a Pinto, whether it's driving even a damn bicycle, even a skateboard, or even driving to your own destination through your own will of action. Not willpower, your will of action. The will of action speaks volumes. You know how many people say, actions speak louder than words, right? Well, let the actions speak for themselves. Stop telling people you're going to do stuff. Just do it. You know, and it's, if they join along, if they listen in, if they boo you, if they give you a high five and sit there and tell you hoorah, go after it, make it, even if they boo you, that means people are listening. It doesn't matter whether they're booing you or whether they're cheering you on. That means they're listening. Your voice is being heard. Your actions are being taken notice, no matter what those actions are. Now, we want to make them positive action responses, yes, because we want to leave the world a better place from where we came from or from what we dealt with or from what we've seen of the atrocities of the world that we live in today. You know, so we always want to leave a positive impact for not just ourselves, but for our children, for our children's children, for our grandkids and our grandkids' grandkids and eons above. Now, there's two prominent people that I can tell you about, and they both hold weight, and they both, everyone knows of these two people. One is of positive responses, and one is of negative responses. One is Jesus Christ. Everyone has heard of Jesus Christ and the sacrifices that he has made and the things that he has done to help us further us along. And then you have another prominent person, which is Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler did the complete opposite from Jesus Christ, but you know them in the same realm of when someone speaks one of their names, you know exactly what they're attached to. You know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he's the preacher of love, unity, right? And then when you hear Adolf Hitler, you know that he went off and killed thousands and thousands of Jews in his concentration camp, and he forged this attitude of a one-race nation, right? So everyone knows that. But my question is to you, what do you want to be remembered as? What do you want to leave behind? Do you want to be as a Jesus Christ, or do you want to be as remembered as Adolf Hitler? I'm hoping it's a Jesus Christ and something of pure kindness, goodness, loving and motivating and encouraging and strong-willed, and nothing's going to stop your mission to create a better life for everyone that's around you and everyone that's in it, especially a better life of understanding. Now, you don't want to be misunderstood like Adolf Hitler was, because Adolf Hitler, believe it or not, people thought they understood him, but he was very misunderstood, because no one could understand from a perspective looking on the outside, or looking from the outside in, no one could understand how someone could be so evil. And we still do it to this day. We hear of mass murderers, and we hear of all these negative things of certain people, and you're like, how? Just how? How could that be? You know, we don't understand looking because we're not in that realm. And I'm hoping we don't want to become in that realm. I hope we want to become in the realm of Jesus Christ, of this loving man, and whatever it be, may be, woman, whoever it may be. I'm hoping we have that understanding of bringing each other through unity and encouraging each other. And look what I'm doing right now, like Winning Wednesdays. Like, we want to come with a winning attitude. But when the winning attitude is just a thought process, we want to come with the response. We want to add to that winning attitude with the positive emotional response, because that's what creates the attitude and makes and builds your character. That positive emotional response builds the character, and that's what you get remembered by. You get remembered by your character. Everyone says, oh, well, I remember his attitude, or I remember her attitude. No, they remember your attitude of your responses. They remember your positive emotional response or your negative emotional response. So how do you want to be remembered? How do you want to leave your legacy behind? Do you want to be that significant, prominent person that created change for the better and for the world? Or do you want to be that significant dictatorship of evil and of pain and sorrow and suffering? Let's hope that we're leaning to the right side of justice and the right side of humanity for everyone's good, not just your own, for everyone's good, for your kids' kids and generations beyond. That's the winning attitude that we need to have. And remember, we need to follow that winning attitude with a positive emotional response, because it's the response that people remember. People remember responses. They don't remember attitudes. As much as we think it's an attitude that we remember, no, it's not the attitude. It's the response. You don't have to say anything, but if your body language is of a negative attitude, your arms are crossed and you're just, you know, huffing and puffing, and you're just, you know, put your shoulders back and like, ugh, whatever, I don't need you, you're rolling your eyes. That's a response system. So people remember the response systems. They don't remember the attitude per se. They remember your positive response, or they remember your negative response. I mean, go out and test it. By all means, go out and test it. Go out there in the world and go up to a complete stranger, and you don't even have to say anything. All you got to do is smile. Smile. Walk by them and smile and see what they do. You can even do a wave. Smile, do a wave. And I know what you're probably saying. Well, we can't smile anymore because no one can see your mouth because we have to wear these masks because of COVID. Yes, I understand that. But when you get the chance and these masks can finally come off, then by all means, test it out. See what happens. And technically, you still can smile through the mask and people can see. It's an energy. A smile is an energy that we brush off. So no one needs to really see your pearly whites or see your dimples per se that they know you're smiling. No. So it's the response system that we want to really
take notice of, we really want to capture, and we really want to understand, so we ourselves can live happier lives and in betterment of encouragement, motivation, and self-understanding of our own individual selves. Like, these response systems help us understand each other. And not just each other, it really helps us understand ourselves, our own individual selves. Like, it's, for instance, if someone sees you in a heated argument and someone's looking on the outside, looking in, and they're on the outside looking in, right? They can see all the nuances that you didn't see. They can sit there and say, hey, you were acting like this, or hey, girl, you were acting like this. And of course, in a state of denial, we don't want to see our negative parts. We don't want to see the negative side of us. It's like, for instance, ask a child. If you ask a child to go look in the mirror when they're crying, they don't want to do that. Most children don't want to look at themselves in the mirror when they're crying because they don't want to see that ugly part of them. They don't want to see that moment of vulnerability or that weakness, and it's including ourselves. So when someone's telling us, hey, don't act like this. This is how you're acting, you know, we take a step back and we're like, whoa, I wasn't acting like that, and you get into a state of denial instead of a state of understanding. But the minute you go back to that, now you relax, your mind's calm, cool, collective, and you can collect your thoughts, and then you go back into your rewind system, and your body and your mind is rewinding that moment, you can see, and you're like, oh, I was such a jerk. I can't believe I acted like that. I hurt my loved ones around me. I screamed at someone. I made someone feel bad. Like, oh, my God. And then what happens after that? Sometimes we don't want to suck it up. We don't want to deal with the suck up of it. We don't want to come to realization and go to that person and say, hey, I apologize. You were right. I was wrong. I was an ass. I didn't think on that level. I'm sorry. Or thank you for noticing that, and thank you for bringing that to my attention because you helped me better understand myself. And that is probably one of the hardest things to do because we all want to seem that we're right. We all want to seem that we know what we're doing. But like I said, that all has to go through with maturity and encouraging ourselves to become better human beings. So I encourage you to become a self-reflector. I encourage you to do that. Self-reflect often, because when you're self-reflecting, guess what you're doing? You're analyzing, you're critiquing, you're making adjustments, you're becoming better in the process of becoming you. It's all about becoming you. It's all about becoming a better you and evolving into something better and more substantial for other people in the lives that we come across and we encounter. So we have to encounter with negative or with positive thoughts, and we have to respond with those positive moments. We have to respond because, like I said, the thought process is just there. Once the thought process is moved, like it's, for instance, an idea. An idea is only as good as its movement. A lot of us have ideas. A lot of us have visions. A lot of us have, you know, evolutions of change and evolutions of ideas that can catapult us into this form of success, catapult us into this form of know-how, catapult us into this wonderment of understanding ourselves. So when you're thinking on terms of catapulting yourself, remember, it's all about the launch. We can pull back as much as we want, but we don't release. If we don't release when we're catapulting ourselves to the next level, and when I'm talking about releasing, I'm talking about releasing all the negative things that hold you back. Fear, doubt, disbelief, disenchantment, everything that could hold you back to bettering yourself and catapulting you to the next eon or the next stratosphere of encouragement, of becoming a better human being in general and evolving into this act of self-propelling understanding of knowing. Remember, it's about the self-propelling understanding of knowing. So when you're at that moment, you need to sit there and tell yourself, hey, I'm going to pull back, but I'm ready to release. I'm ready to release all the negative things and all the negative thoughts that's holding me back and keep me in a stalemate form of not moving. Because, believe me, we will live on this planet, and some of us just don't move. Some of us just don't act. Some of us just stay in the confines of our own heads. We have to get out of our heads and move into action. That is one of the most important things for us to do. I don't care what it is that you want. No one's going to tell you you can't. No one's going to say you shouldn't. No one's going to say there's no possible way that you can do it. Because let me tell you something. On this Winning Wednesday, I'm going to tell you, you are possible. It's not about being impossible, because nothing in this world is impossible. Think about it. When you split the word into its two-word equivalent, what's it say? I'm possible. I'm possible. There's two words in that one word. So split the word up and become you. Become the I am. I am a singer. I am a poet. I am an author. I am a writer. I am an encourager. I'm a speaker. I'm a host. I'm the person that's going to help you get you to where you were meant to be. Because you're not meant to be in one place. None of us are. None of us are meant to be in one place. I don't care what your circumstances are. I don't care where you live, where you come from, what race you are, what nationality you are, what creed, what religion you have. I don't care what it is. There is nothing holding you back but yourself. And when someone tries to sit there and tell you that you cannot make it, tell them, guess what? That's what you think. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make it by moving. I'm going to make it by doing. I'm going to make it by getting out of my own head and telling myself, guess what? I am. Did you hear what I said? I said, I am. I am for the I will be. Important. Let's hear that again. I am for the I will be. Because guess what? I am. There's nothing so more powerful and so liberating to understand the real word of I am. I am, for there I will be. Why? Because just because you're at a certain place in your life, okay, you were brought up in a poor family, or you didn't have everything handed to you in a silver platter, and it took work to get to where you're at. You lived in a poverty-stricken area with negative thoughts and people telling you of discouragement and saying, no, you're not going to be able to do it. But guess what? You held in your thought process and you held in your mind that I am, and therefore I will be. I will get out of this place. I will do what I got to do. I will go out there in the world, and I will go out that door, and I will put my best foot forward, and no matter what, no one's going to stop me, because guess what? I am. Whew. Sorry, you got me on a tangent here. So when you think in terms of I am, remember this. You are who you are going to become. You are who you are going to become. And I wish I was like in front of you guys right now. To all my listeners and whoever's listening, I wish I was in front of you so you guys can just repeat to me, I am, so therefore I will be. I am, so therefore I will be. If you're listening, please write that down. Write, I am, for there I will be. Like, write it down. Write it down. Write it down and sit there and say, I am, for there I will be. I'm so fired up just by that process that I'm going to write it down, why I'm saying it, because it's something that I don't want to forget and something that I feel very strongly about when it comes to helping someone reach their full potential. To helping someone achieve more than what they ever thought they could be. So, I said, I am, so there, for I will be. I am, so therefore I will be. I will become an author. I will become a motivational speaker. I will become a podcaster. I will become a talent agent. I will become a model. I will become an astronaut. I will become a jet fighter. I will become a firefighter. I will become a policeman. I will become someone. Why? Because I am. And there ain't no one that is you. So for other people to sit there and tell you that you can't do it, they're not you, for they are not I am. I am is only you. I am is you. So I'm going to take a quick, not a break, but I'm going to slow it down just for a second so I can give you guys the number to call in. If you choose to call in, the number is 646-787-1578. The number is to call in 646-787-1578. If you want to leave a comment or chime into the conversation, by all means, call in. But when you call in to 646-787-1578, make sure you press the number 1 in order to either leave a comment or chime in. And like I said, this is all about Winning Wednesday. So by all means, if you have an attitude of winning proportions and you feel you can add to this podcast, by all means, call in. I want to hear from you. I want to, you know, bounce ideas off of you. And I want to hear what it takes for you to win it, or for you to win. What does it take for you to become a winner? Now, I can tell you all day long what it can take for someone to become a winner, but I want to hear from the listeners. I want to hear from the people that are listening, and I want to know what's going through your mind, and I want to know what has helped you push yourself into this world of possibilities. Remember, because the world is filled with possibilities. The world is filled. Why? It's filled with possibilities because of the person that said, I am possible. I'm possible. Not, I'm not possible. Not that it's impossible. I'm possible. So, if any of you guys have anything to chime in with that actual notion, then by all means, call in. Call in, because I want to hear your thoughts. I want to hear what you're thinking at this very, very moment. I don't get very much callers when I'm guest hosting. I don't know if it's not because people aren't familiar with me or they feel that they're going to be asked a certain question. By all means, I won't ask no questions. I will just say, comment, tell me what your life is like, and if you're willing to share,
it's okay. Share. It's always good to share because we always get insights from someone sharing. And that's why usually these podcasts and these talks that people go to and hear, they help people. They help people on proportional levels to make them go from point A to point B. They help people get out of their own heads, and they help people deal with the fear, the self-doubt, and the attitude of there's no way they're going to be able to make it happen. Where, like the old saying says, where there's a way, where there's a will, there's a way. Well, it's not strong enough to just have the will. Because the will is just the will. We can have the will all day long, but if we don't act upon the will, the willing of action is what is important. Willing to act. Willing to act is very important. And I'm going to go by quoting Bruce Lee right now, because I'm telling you right now, that guy could act. When he was alive, he was acting to his full potential no matter what. Was he an actor? Yes. But was he an actor of action? Yes. So, I'm going to tell you what his quote was. His quote was, "Knowing is not enough, we must apply. Willing is not enough, we must do." Willing is not enough, we must apply. Right? Or we must do. So knowing is just knowing. Without the application of knowing, knowledge, there is no power in knowledge. I know that's kind of counterintuitive to think, but knowledge holds no power without the action of applying it. The action of applying it is very, very important. If I wasn't acting right now to talk to you, then you guys wouldn't get any of my insights or my wisdom, right? But I have to act upon it and talk to do it. So in order to act, I have to spit it out, per se. So like I said, Bruce Lee's quote is, "Knowing is not enough, we must apply. Willing is not enough, we must do." Bruce Lee. So, this is what I'm telling you. I'm telling you that no matter what it is, when someone tells you you can't do something, let's have this winning attitude. But let's have this winning attitude with action. Okay, remember what I say, it's about the response. So let's just have this attitude. When someone tells you you can't do that, have this attitude or have this thought process. Tell me I can't do it, and I'll show you how I can. Because listen to what I said. Tell me I can't do it, and I'll show you how I can. You're showing them, so you're applying. You're acting. They're telling you, but that's not action.
what do they say? Actions speak louder than words, right? So when someone's telling you, you have the thought process of this. Tell me I can't do something, and I'll show you how I can. Tell me I can't do something, and I'll show you how I can. Remember, the word impossible, when you split it into its two-word equivalent, what's it say? It says, I'm possible. When someone tells you it's not possible, this thought process, which I just said, and I said it loud and clear, but I'm going to say it again for anyone that's tuning in, because it's very important. The whole thought process of I am, for there I will be. No matter where you come from, whether you come from a province state, a state of negativity, a state of anguish, a state of disencouragement, or disavowalment, or people that are shunning you in your own communities and telling you that there's no way that you're going to get out of here. You're going to be here just like I've been here my whole entire life, because there's no way out. I don't care if you think you're going to be rich, you think you're going to be famous, you think you're going to be a significant change in someone else's life. Guess what? I'm telling you, it's not going to happen. Well, I'm here to tell you on this Winning Wednesday that you need to have the thought process of I am, for there I will be. I am that person. Why? Because it's something that's passionate about me. It's something that spark of interest gave me, and I'm going to do it no matter what. No one's going to tell me I can't do it, because guess what? I am, for there I will be. I might be here now, but I am, for there I will be. I will be on that stage. I will be the one singing. I will be the one encouraging. I will be the one that's writing. I will be the one that's giving self-encouragement to the people that need it. Because why? I am. I am. So, remember, I am, for there I will be. I am, for there I will be. I am, for there I will be. No one's going to stop you. No one's going to tell you can't do it. For you are the only one that can. I can't do it for you. No one can do it for you. All I can be is that spark of interest. But let the passion run wild within you. Let the passion carry you to your next significant dream, your next significant goal. You are the person that's going to make it, so let it be. I am, there, for I will be. Okay? I am, for there I will be. Ooh, that's some strong words right there. But let those words speak through action. Let those words carry you. Ride on the wave of words. Ride on the cloud of words. Notice the clouds when you look up, they move. The clouds don't stay stagnant. They are constantly in a state of movement. And that's how you need to be. You need to be in a constant state of movement to make everything possible, because there is nothing in this world that's not possible. For you are, and for there I am, for there I will be. So, I have a little bit more time. I don't think anyone could call in, but I'm going to continue with the discussion. I think there's a few more minutes left to where I can continue to talk. You can listen in, but you cannot call in no more. But don't worry about that, because there will be more podcasts to come on Culture Shock Entertainment Radio Network. Wow, I am just so fired up from what I've been talking about. Like, I'm like encouraging myself as I'm talking to you. So I'm just completely fired up. So like I said, let me recap a little bit. Let's do a quick rapid review of what I talked about. This is what I talked about. What I talked about is when you have the naysayers and the self-doubters that sit there and tell you, you can't do this, it's not going to be possible, there's no way you're going to be able to make it, you don't have the fortitude, you don't have the looks, you don't have the knowledge, you don't have the degrees, you don't have anyone backing you, you don't have the love of your fellow peers or your family. Let me tell you something. Let those naysayers be your fuel to the fire, because once that fuel comes in and the fire starts coming up and starts flaming, once the flames start, the embers start. And you need to be the ember of the fire to land on someone else and create a brush fire. You want to create a brush fire with your thought process, with your initial motivation to be that person to encourage someone to lift them up. Also, something else I was talking about two prominent people that we can all always say, and the minute we say them, we know them for those actions. We know them for those responses. Jesus Christ, one of them. Jesus Christ was what? Jesus Christ was someone that showed love, someone that was showing understanding and unity. And he is very prominent, and everyone across the globe knows who he was. But then there was another man that everyone knows of, and that's Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler was the negative side of tyranny, of a tyrant, a murderer, someone that, you know, left bloodshed, you know, as he went along, right? So when you hear those two significant people, you think of one or the other. Well, what person do you want to be? Do you want to be as Jesus, someone that motivated someone, or someone that gave someone encouragement and helped someone up because they knew they needed it, because they wanted to leave the world a better place than they left it or they came out to, right? Or do you want to be as Adolf Hitler? Well, let's choose Jesus Christ's method. Let's choose the method of being that someone that can carry someone else and carry the sins and the weight of someone else and saying, no, I'm going to be here to lift you up. I'm going to be here to take care of you and show you the way. Yes, you might be blind, but I'm here to show you. You know, but unfortunately, only people can only show you the way. They can't have you walk the way. It's like you hear all the time, walk. Don't talk the talk, walk the walk. Remember I said about words are nothing without actions. Actions speak what? Louder than words. So that's very, very important. So I want you to be that ember. I don't want you to be the kind of the fuel to the fire. Everybody, you have your naysayers. You'll have your people that encourage you and people that give you self-strength. And those people that encourage you, like I said, a quick rapid review. Those people that encourage you are unsung heroes. Unsung heroes that don't want to be in the limelight. They don't want to be in the camera. They don't want to take credit for what they did to help you out. They don't want any of that. They just want to see you succeed. But also the naysayers in their significant way of self-doubting themselves and saying, oh, I can't do that. I can't be that person. They throw negative talk in your way, and they throw negative vibes your way and tell you you can't do something. Why? Because they don't see themselves doing. So you need them just as much as you need the person encouraging you. Because what's that do? It adds fuel to the fire. And once they add fuel to the fire, you become the flame, and then sooner or later you become the embers that go across and start creating the brush fire and changing every other person that's in your life. To do what? To make them understand of the I am movement. The I am, for there I will be. Your passion, your drive, your encouragement, your strength comes from the negative side and the positive side. We take negative with positive, and we create an action. It's a negative or positive on a car. You're sitting there trying to charge a battery, and you take negative or positive, and you put them together. What happens? A spark happens. So you're like, that's a spark of interest. And if that spark happens, guess what? It jolts through you, right? So you'll have your spark of interest. Someone can leave a spark of interest. It could be your significant other, a loved one, a friend, even a child, an idol, someone that you look up to, someone that you say, oh, wow, they've done this and they've done that. There's nothing saying that you can't do it. Why? Because you can. You need to have the movement of I can. All you have to do is have the attitude of I can, and then move the action. Show up to show out. Show up to show out. Now, I didn't say this earlier, but I'm telling you, to show up to show out. You want to show out, you just don't want to show up. Because we can show up all day long and be in the audience, or we can show out to be on center stage. What do you want to do? You want to be on center stage? I say let's be on center stage, because then the world can see what we're all about. And there's nothing more gratifying than having your voice and your ideas be heard and be seen. Be heard and be seen. Remember, I am for there I will be. I want to be an actor, so I'm going to move there to be the actor. I want to be a singer. I want to be a poet. I want to be a songwriter. I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a military member. I want to be someone that's going to create significant change in the people that I deal with. So guess what? I am for there I will be. I am for there I will be. There is nothing in this world that you cannot do as long as you do it. All you have to do is do it. All you have to do is show up and show out. You just can't show up. You have to show up. Now, you took the time to show up. Now, start showing out. You took the time to show up. Now, start showing out. This is Sean Alexander Hamilton, co-host of the Culture Shock Entertainment Network, filling in for host of the most, and Bethany. I want to give a big shout out to Bethany, tell her thank you. I appreciate that you had the encouragement and you had the confidence in me to take over your show, a show that she's been running for quite some time. It's been years that she's been running this Culture Shock Entertainment Media Network, and she has listeners from all over the world. Then they just chime in and they listen. And I'm hoping as they listen to me, I'm hoping they want to continue to listen to me. Now, I've been doing a few of these shows, being part of her team and being a guest host. I'm a guest host for Mondays, and Mondays are Motivating Making Monday Mondays. That's what it's called, Motivating Making Monday Mondays. And I've been a host for this day of Winning Wednesday. So I don't care what day it is. I am glad to do these podcasts, and I feel very honored. I want to thank you, Bethany, again. If you're tuning in, you're listening from where you're at, happy birthday. Thanks for helping, and thank you for encouraging me to show up to show out. Show up to show out, because let me tell you, she's been on me. Hey, it's time. She jumped on and she's like, hey, it's time. You got 15 minutes to get on. Let's go. And sometimes I'm in a rush and I'm like, oh, crap. Look at time. If I don't show up in time, guess what? I'm going to be able to show out. So I got to get back to the office and be able to get on that phone to be able to dial in so I can be guest hosting her show that she's taken so long to create, that she's built up an audience, and that she's doing her best to bring the best knowledge possible and the best attitude of a motivating nature to help you further yourself so you can be who you are and be where you want to be. I said, it's all about showing up and showing out. Remember, it's for I am, for there I will be. I want to be that person. I'm going to be that person. I'm going to be that actor. I'm going to be that astronaut. I'm going to be the five-star general. I'm going to be the one that invented, you know, another cure. I'm going to be the one that invented a faster way to get from point A to point B. I'm going to build the first flying car. I'm going to build, you know, this and that. You know, I'm going to do it. So I'm very humbled that she gave me the opportunity to be guest hosting these shows. Like I said, my name is Sean Alexander Hamilton, author, speaker, spark interester, and someone of great prominent knowledge to help you on the right track to getting to where you want to be and become. To where you want to be and become. Becoming is the most important mission to your passionate goals. It's not enough to just show up. We have to show up in order to show out. So when you show up, don't be on the bench. Get out there in the field. Get out there in the game and make it happen. Like, really, show up to show out. Why even bother showing up if you're not going to show up? You're not going to get in the game and get your hands dirty and get the sweat on, deal with the cuts, bruises, and bleeding and the tears and the anguish that you'll feel by showing up to show out. Remember, it takes you from point A to point B, but it's that B is what we want to be. Remember, the B is where you want to be. The B is where you want to be. So in order to get to the B, to where you want to be, you have to do what? You have to start from A, which is acting, to be where you want to be, or to be what you want to become. Notice what the B does? The B is the initial byproduct of you acting on the A. Acting, A. When you're getting straight A's, you're acting, right? You're acting to be the best person you possibly can be. Notice the ending. The best person, the best, starts with a B, the best person you possibly and end with B, can be. So I'm hoping that I've encouraged you, I've motivated you, and I helped you have a different concept. I hope everyone that has joined in has got a notepad and a piece of paper to write some of the things I've written, I've said, to be able to be there to encourage you on a day-to-day basis. And if you want to get one of my books, you can get them from me personally. My personal website is Alexander Hamilton's Insights. .com, or else you can email me at alexanderhamiltonmotivates@gmail, and I'll tell you the best possible way to get them. Probably the quickest way to get them is from me directly. Remember, in order to get to the A, or get from the A to get to the B, we have to do what? We have to act. We have to act to become. That is your mission. You have to act to become. To get from the A to the B. We want to be in the B lifestyle, not the A lifestyle. Now I know what they say, oh, A-listers. No. That's not what I'm talking about. Not on this show. Not at this time. I'm talking about acting, which is getting past the first A to becoming. And like I said, even if you have your naysayers and they're your fuel to the fire, that is okay. Fuel to the fire does what? It creates flames. And when those flames happen, you rise up. And when you're rising up, you're becoming the embers to make the brush fire happen. Embers of your of the this negative fueling that people give you, you become that to become the embers to create change. Because the stage is waiting for you. Remember, the stage is waiting for you. Show up, then show out. On this Winning Wednesday podcast at Culture Shock Media Entertainment, I am your guest host, Sean Alexander Hamilton. I will leave you with this quote. No matter how many attempts it takes, it's about never giving up until it happens. No matter how many attempts it takes, it's about never giving up until it happens. Until next time, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. If you're listening from the East Coast, have a good evening. If you're listening from the West Coast, have a good evening. If you're listening from somewhere else, wherever you're at, have a good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Again, as always, peace, love, and above all, happiness. Stay healthy to each other. Be good to each other. And remember, happiness is your ultimate goal. Happiness is your ultimate goal. For I am there. I will become, or for there I will be. All right. Have a good night. Thank you. And again, till next time, I'm your guest host, Sean Alexander Hamilton. Have a good night. Thank you very much. And I will talk to you all soon.